أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا وبشر رسول منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم
Huzur says that the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 130, which I have recited today, the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is mentioned here, to the fourth part of that prayer, or we can say the fourth quality of that great prophet about whom the prayer was made, which according to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was related to all the times to come, and that was to be present in this Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet of all times. And the prayer was وَيُزَكِّهِمْ, that he is going to purify those people, those who are his believers and followers. Now if we look that every prophet who has been sent by Allah Almighty in this world, his task and job is always to teach such teachings, and to exhort the people to do certain those things which are which would enable them to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and also the followers are going to be purified. So here we have to see what is that special type of purification about which I have referred in my previous sermons, that this purification is also mentioned regarding these verses regarding that great prophet. These verses which were revealed to him, they are so profound and so strong in the meaning, a parallel of which is not found in any scripture before. And this teaching is safeguarded in such a book, and it is safeguarded up till today as it was in the beginning. And this teaching which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is so profound and so full of wisdom that the argument of each and every commandment, the wisdom of that has been mentioned in the teachings, which we do not see in any book of Sharia revealed before. So therefore in this prayer, the standards of purification are those about which the prayer has been made, the same standard is sought as the high standard was sought regarding the first three points. That such teaching, each and every part of it, is a sign in itself. When the people are purified through that teaching, that purification should be of such a high standard that the previous shariats and the books of the law, they cannot compete with that. And moreover, the arrangement of this purification has to stay for all times to come, till the end of the days. And the purification will be available through following this teaching. And the means of purification from all types of vices of all times, Allah Almighty has put that into this teaching. And Allah Almighty accepted this part of the prayer, and He announced it, وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ, that He purifies you. When this profound teaching, which is full of such beautiful verses of the Quran, that has been given to you, which has not left aside anything which was there at that time or to come in future, how could the purification could be unrelated to that one? So now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the day of resurrection, he is the one who is the purifier for all the people, the one who is going to purify all the people till eternity. And this cannot be attained unless the people hold fast to his teaching, and they believe in that teaching and follow that. Regarding the purification, before mentioning a few things about that, I would like to mention the the dictionary meaning of this word, so that we can visualize the extent of the meaning. And the Yuzakkihim has got one aspect of the meaning, which says, which is a progressive sort of thing. And the setting meaning is that purify and to cleanse from all vices. And the first thing which I mentioned, to increase and to flourish and to nourish, that is of two types. One is to increase in itself, and secondly, the increase in those means and measures through which the purification is to be attained. And similarly, this purification is also of two types. One is the physical and the other one is the internal. So considering over this word, Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has given a very beautiful, comprehensive teaching that he would be purified them, not only their minds, but also by teaching the wisdom, he will also purify the hearts of those people. And as a result of this purification, the hearts will be filled with the love of Allah Almighty. So much so that those believers, they would be able to absorb some of the qualities of Allah Almighty in themselves. They would look like human beings, but they would not be like other ordinary people, but they would be such people who would become a reflective mirror of showing the person of God, and the people will be able to get benefit from them, and the divine qualities will be made manifest in them. And those people who will be looking at these people, they would believe them to be the people of God. And those people who will meet them, they will also become purified. So this thing, this should be our objective as well. And for this purpose, we should work very hard and strive very hard for this purpose. Only then we can really benefit from the teaching brought by that greatest of all the people who came to purify the people. We can only benefit from that teaching if we really follow that. During the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of spiritual strength, this impact of this quality we see in the lives of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is really a very glorious example. And that spiritual revolution of that age is a great miracle of that great Prophet, the miracle of purifying those people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that the same Prophet who made the uncivilized people civilized people, and then those people who were of good morals and established them firmly on that high pedestal, and from that he took them further and made them such people who could be showing the colors of God. And then he says that it should be clear that the Holy Quran is full of this expression that the world and the humanity had died, and Allah Almighty through this Prophet of Him, the Khatmul Anbiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once again he revived the whole world and the people. And as he says, "Ilamu anna Allah yuhyi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha," that you listen to this, that the earth was dead and Allah Almighty is the one who revives it after the death. And the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with all of them. Regarding them, Allah Almighty says, وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ, that Allah Almighty helped them with the spirit of the truth, spirit of purification. And the benefit of that is that it gives new light, a new life to the people, and He delivers them from the death, and gives them the purification, and pure feelings and pure knowledges, pure branches of knowledge are given to them. And those elements of the pure knowledge actually lead a person to the closeness of God Almighty. This is actually the power of that great person who the Prophet who was raised to purify the people. These were the people whose hearts were filled with the enmity and rancor. They were fond of gambling, adultery, and so many other vices. And those were the people who used to divide the wives of their father as a part of inheritance. And on petty things they used to fight. And as a result of that, they used to shed the bloods of other people. And this would continue for many, many years. But when they came into Islam and accepted it, then these people who used to take revenge, they became such people who used to shed their own blood. And those people who were filled with the enmity and rancor, they became such people who were most forgiving and very compassionate. And those people who used to be intoxicated as a result of over drinking and used to drink these intoxications like water, these were the people, and they actually literally threw away the cups of alcoholic drinks which were very close to their lips, and those pitchers which used to contain the alcoholic drinks, they were those people who actually broke those pitchers, and the alcohol was flowing into the streets of Medina like water. And their hearts were filled with vices, with bad deeds and intentions. They became such people who would adorn their days and nights with worship of Allah. And those people became like those people who used to cry before their Lord in solitude. And this revolution was there among them, because they benefited from the teaching of this Muzakki, the one who was appointed to purify them. And with dedication, they tried to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty granted them with such powers of purification, which brought about a complete change in their thinking. And those faculties which was prompting them for bad things in the past, the same feelings were changed in such a way that they were always keen to perform good deeds. Those who were advanced in darkness, they became the source of knowledge and light, and distributing that knowledge to other people. And because of the good company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only their own hearts were purified, but they became such people who would spread this knowledge to other people. Their faith in Allah Almighty was strengthened and purified. And through clear signs, they recognized their Lord, their Creator. Those people who used to worship 360 statues, instead of doing that, they became the worshippers of Allah Almighty, who is absolute one, and their faith in that God continued to increase day by day. And every day they observed Allah Almighty with a new glory. And when they became so pure at the heart, then Allah Almighty said, وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ, that Allah Almighty helped them with the spirit of strength and purification. Allah Almighty purified their hearts and strengthened them. So this was the great change which he brought about in those ignorant people of that time. And he purified them in such a way that we cannot find any example of that elsewhere. And as we know that the time of this great prophet is still eternity. So therefore the purification as a result of this teaching would be there for all those people who would be benefiting from this teaching till eternity. And those who would be acting upon this teaching. As we have seen among the Muslims, that generally they take the meaning would be that Allah Almighty would be increasing them in number. That is to say that because of the great impact of this great teaching given to him, people will be accepting that religion of Islam, and a time would come when the religion of this great prophet, that is Islam, would be prevalent and dominant over all other religions. And this great revolution which he brought about in the natures of the people and their thinking and their behavior, and which brought about a complete change in them, this was not brought about overnight. On the first day they were not purified as such. All the Arabs, they were not purified. But gradually and slowly this revolution was brought about. As the people went on thinking over these messages, and there were some people it was difficult for them to be purified. Allah Almighty mentioned about those people that they cannot be purified and they cannot get the guidance, and these are the people who are going to get the punishment. In Mecca, the opposition grew, and then Allah Almighty opened up new ways in Medina, and gradually the whole of Arab accepted Islam. So when Allah Almighty, according to his promise, when he listened to this prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim, then through this great prophet of Allah, when he brought about a complete reformation among those people who were corrupt for generations, for centuries, and those people who offered the one who chewed the liver of the uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she accepted Islam, she became very full of prayer. And when we see these things and we look at these examples, then our hearts are filled with this faith that inshallah we will be able to see the fulfillment of this promise even today, when Allah Almighty sent his promised Messiah and Mahdi, and when he announced that the completion of the mission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be there, then if there are some temporary difficulties in this way, then this should not be the source of any despair or disappointment at all. The early history of Islam bears testimony to the fact that as long as the people they adhere to the teaching of this great prophet of Allah Almighty, or as long as they did, the old history tells us that as long as they followed and stuck to this teaching and they followed it, then the hearts of the people, they were able to win those hearts and to bring them to the fold of Islam. And means of their purification were there. And today, during the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have also seen the same type of revolution taking place. Our job for our own purification is that we impose this teaching upon ourselves, and then whatever the people of the world may do and whatever effort they may do, they cannot stop this progress, the decree, they cannot stop this decree that this religion is going to be dominant. In Pakistan, the resolution passed against the Ahmadis, did it stop the progress of Ahmadiyyat in Pakistan? Every Ahmadi knows that there is no question of any this progress being stopped at all. As a matter of fact, the Jamaat moved forward by leaps and bounds in such a way that we cannot imagine. Beyond our imagination, the progress was there. So in those countries in which the Jamaat is being opposed in these days, they should also not get worried at all. Inshallah ta'ala, God willing, if one door is closed, then Allah Almighty will open up thousands of ways for you. In Indonesia nowadays, under the pressure of the mullahs of the country, the government is imposing certain difficult situations for the community, and among them is this one, that they are trying to persuade Ahmadis to accept certain things which is not the Islamic belief. So therefore I say to the Ahmadis in Indonesia, I say to all Ahmadis in Indonesia, that if the government, because of their own lack of courage, they are going to impose any restriction under the pressure from the mullah, if they want to put some, impose some restriction upon the community, let them do. Then the community of the purified people will become more visible to the whole world. And inshallah, it is not going to harm the community at all. So far, we have seen the history of the Jamaat. That is, that bears testimony that any hardship that was created in our way, that has actually enabled us to fly even higher and higher. So with full conviction, with full understanding, we announce today that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam is the same promised Messiah and Mahdi about whom he made the prophecy, and he told us that he is going to come, that he is going to come in this age so that he can purify the hearts of people in this age and to give them the guidance and to enable them to meet God Almighty. So your position in the capacity of the Masih and Mahdi, being a slave and a servant and follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the position of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is that he has not brought a new law. And today, the purification of the heart of the people is linked with this great servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah ta'ala, God willing, this Jamaat, this community, which is bound to increase in number and also in their wealth, and it is doing so, and nobody can stop the progress of this Jamaat anywhere in the world, because this Jamaat is the Jamaat of the greatest lover of that person who was the greatest purifier of the hearts of the people. So all the people, all the Ahmadis are there. I tell them that don't be afraid of any opposition. Rather, you try to purify your hearts, and you follow the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ever before, so that you can get more benefit. The more you are purified, the support and help of angels of Allah Almighty will be with you. And according to the promises of Allah Almighty, the number is bound to increase. So therefore it is the duty of a believer that he should be pondering over the word Muzakki, the one who is purifying the hearts. And by doing so, we are going to get all the benefits, and progress will be there in this world and also in the spiritual way. And what are the instructions given to us in this matter in the Holy Quran, and what are the advice given by the promised Messiah? We should always keep those things in mind. And that would be only then when we are reading the Holy Quran regularly and we are reciting it. Some of the commandments for the purification of the hearts I mentioned for you. The very first thing I want to mention today is that the leaders of any nation, sometime they have the feeling of greatness and arrogance, and with the increase of wealth, the greed also increases. They want to fill up their own personal bank balances and prayers, and sometime they usurp the rights of other people to fill up their own pockets on petty things. Sometime they deny the poor people from their rights, and some of them I have seen that they are just looking for certain excuses how they should be taking away some money of their people who are employed by them. Allah Almighty has disliked this thing, and these are total pure injustice, and injustice is a great sin in the sight of Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hazrat Jabir relates this narration, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you avoid injustice, because injustice it will be manifested as a pure darkness on the day of judgment. And don't be miser and don't be having any enmity regarding the people, because this is something which prompts the people on shedding the blood and showing disrespect to them. So then there is another hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that do you know who is a person who is without any wealth, who is a poor? But they said that who doesn't have anything, neither any commodity nor any wealth. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the real poor, really poor, that person is that person that he would come on the day of judgment with certain things, with certain good things, but he might have shouted at a person, might have usurped the right of other people, or might have shed the blood of other people, or might have beaten someone. So these people who had been done injustice, they will be given, these people will be given all the good things that this person might have done. And so much so that if before their rights are paid up fully, the good deeds are finished, then the bad deeds of those people will be transferred to the credit of this person, and he would be deprived from paradise and put into hell. And that is the real person who is to be called the poor person. So these people, some of these people, they on the other side, they make lot of contribution for the Jamaat, but actually they are usurping and swallowing the rights of other people. And because of this injustice that they commit, when they are going to be present before God Almighty, they would be standing before God Almighty as a state of in the state of a poor person. So the purification is not by the words that they say, but actually the condition of the heart matters. And the purification of the heart, that is linked with worship of Allah Almighty. And along with that, also in the discharge of the obligations towards the people, particularly the poor one. So the rich people, they have to help these people, and their sacrifice for the poor people will purify their hearts. Allah Almighty says, خُز مِن أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, that, O Prophet, you take some sadaqah from their wealth so that you can purify them and also purify their hearts and to enable them to move forward and to progress, so that this sadaqah will give benefit to the wealth of those people, and they will be further blessed by that, provided these people with the utmost purity, they are seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and the money which will be taken from them, that would be spent for the welfare of the poorer section of the community. And this will also increase the wealth of these poor people. And many of these poor people, when their situations improve, they would be able to give charity in order to purify their own wealth, and they would be able to offer the zakat and make more and more contributions. So this is the beautiful teaching of Allah Almighty, which is given to us. And that has been given to us through this pure prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this has been revealed for our benefit, and Allah Almighty has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. And through this we understand really the meaning of purification. And not only the sadqa and chanda, the contribution is mentioned, but it is also mentioned that on what sort of expenses it should be used. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهِ وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. That these charities are for poor people and destitutes, and those people who are working for it, and those who for their consolation, and in order to free the slaves, and those who are plunged into this penalty, and those people who are on journey. This is a prescribed thing from Allah, and Allah Almighty is the one who has got the perfect knowledge and full of wisdom. Zohar says that regarding discharging of the responsibilities, this is one of the responsibility mentioned of the Muslim government. The first is that they should be spending money for the help of the poor people, those who are very old, very sick, very poor, those who cannot afford the treatment, and masakin, the destitutes, those in spite of their desire, because of the lack of wealth, they cannot do some job or do some business. There, if their help is given to them, then they would become the part of the pure society. And then this money, if which is allowed to be spent for these people, those people who are working in order to collect these sort of charities and collections, the money can be spent on these people, for those people, for the consolation of these people, to give them encouragement, those who are in need of that. And Huzur says, in those days this money was spent for those people as well who wanted to accept Islam, but because of certain restrictions they were unable to accept Islam. They were bound in some restrictions of the society, and those people who recently were converted to Islam, but they were cut off from their society and they were facing some financial problems. So for their benefit this amount was spent, and it used to be spent like this. But it does not mean that Islam encourages that the money should be paid in order to make a person to accept Islam. But sometimes the situation demands that there are certain situations, and sometime it is quite clear that if there are some restrictions on people and they are freed from that financial type of restrictions, if they are freed from there, it will be easy for them to accept. So nowadays the various means of tabligh are there. So in this Talif-e Kalb and consolation of these people also comes into that one. So those people who are slaves, to free them, in those days of the early period, it was very common. Nowadays this situation is not there, but still some people, very rich and wealthy people, they have given money to these people and they have taken these people as slave. And this slavery does not finish at all. Pakistan, this thing is very common. And nowadays people are raising their protest against that, and so many people are talking about that. This is the job of the government, that these people should be freed from the clutches of slavery, and the owners should not be deprived of their right, but the laborers and the workers should also not be deprived from their rights. And if nothing should be done which should instead of creating purification should be leading them to unrest and ill will. And those people who have the penalty during their business, they can also be helped. And anything which is spent in the way of Allah, any good deed, any good thing which has been mentioned by Allah Almighty, the money can be spent. And also for the people on journey, the wayfarers, sometime because of the shortage of funds, they are stuck during their journey. Are those people who go out in search of knowledge, if they are short of funds, if some money is given. So these instructions, these have been given in order to purify the society. And all these teachings were given in that book revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Islamic governments, they act upon these things honestly and sincerely, so then Islam and the Muslims, their very beautiful image would appear to the world, and nobody will be able to compete with that. And all types of allegations and criticism which is raised against Islam, they will be well answered, because their teaching cannot compete with the teaching of Islam. And no other financial system can compete with the system presented by Islam. And Islamic financial system, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, it requires that people should be purified in hearts, and they should not putting any hardship on other people. The Jamaat Ahmadiyya, by the grace of Allah, remaining within its limited resources, it is trying to do is trying to act upon these instructions. But in spite of our great desire, we cannot look after all the needs. But the governments who are running the governments, they have got ample resources. They can do these things. If the financial resources of Pakistan are fully utilized, then the government is capable enough to look after the needs of all the people. So the teaching of the Holy Quran is such a beautiful teaching, which is purifies the society in every respect. And the people who live under a Muslim state, not only the Muslims, but even the non-Muslims, they can also benefit from this Islamic financial system, which leads to purification. And from this purification, the إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ, the physical cleanliness is also meant. And the meaning of this verse is that Allah Almighty loves those people who are looking after the physical cleanliness and the internal purification. So those people who come back to God Almighty and submit to God Almighty and repent, and for the sake of the purification of their hearts, Allah Almighty loves those people. The physical cleanliness is also very essential, and there are detailed instructions about that subject. The cleanliness of teeth, the clothes, and the body, and the environment. The cleanliness of all these things is there, and for the purpose of the prayer, the cleanliness is essential, ablution is a must. And unfortunately, among the Muslims, the standard of cleanliness is not as high as the teachings has been given to them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has particularly mentioned about the day of Friday, that everybody should take bath and use some perfume, and particularly when they come to the mosque, they should avoid eating such things which give bad smell. Then the cleanliness of the society, of the atmosphere, is also very important. There are some people who have this weakness, that particularly in poor countries, they have this thinking that if the people are poor, then it is as if the filth goes with that one, while the fact is that these things do not go together. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned at-tahuru shatrul iman, that Hazrat Abu Musa Ashari has related this one, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at-tahuru shatrul iman, that purity is a part of faith. To remain in that condition is the requirement of faith. And then there is another narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the mosque. Somebody came with very dirty hair, and very clothes were also not very clean. When you his beard was also not very clean, and then the Huzur advised him to take care of that. And when he came after putting it right, he said that is it right that the one should look like a person who should be like a Satan? There are some people among us that those people who are very saintly people, then their appearance should be very ugly, and their clothes and their hair and everything should be look very ugly. This is totally wrong. I have seen, Huzur says, here in this country, when I come back from my walk, the children going to schools, and there are some Pakistani school going children are there. When I look at them, their hair are just not properly done, and the parents should see to it that they look after the children properly. When they should comb the hair and clean the mouth, and they should get ready properly, so that after that they should be going to their schools. And the parents themselves should also take care of cleanliness in those houses or in those countries where people have a lot of sweat because of heat. They should take care of the purification. If the water is available, they should take bath. But anyway, they should do something to at least take bath once in a day. So these are the things about which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, that this purification and purity and cleanliness is actually the part of faith. And the purity of heart is the other thing. And as I mentioned, that the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they purified their hearts by shunning the vices and running away from that. I want to point out certain things. In spite of the fact that the piety is there in the heart, but there are certain ahmadis, these type of vices are still to be seen in them. And this the vices and good deeds do not go together. If the bad deeds go on increasing, then they push out the good deeds. So it is very essential that the good deeds should be firmly rooted in our hearts, and we should get rid of these bad vices, so that the purification of heart should be there in true spirit. One of these vices is the jealousy. The second is the falsehood. And the other habit is that people borrow the money and then they do not return. In the society, a lot of problems have been created because of these vices and weaknesses. That is why it is so essential. Regarding jealousy, Allah Almighty has taught us a prayer that you should always be praying to Allah Almighty, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ, that from the jealousy of the a person who commits that, we should be saved. Who does that, we should be saved. And only in that case, a pure heart would also try to not to do have any jealousy against anybody else. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, in one narration it is mentioned that Hazrat Abu Huraira related this one, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you abstain from jealousy, because jealousy eats up all the good deeds, just like the fire eats up the fodder, eats up the log. And Hazrat Anas relates that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, do not have any enmity against other people, don't having any rancor among you, and do not sever the ties between members of the community, and just be like brothers to one another. And it is not permissible that one should show this unpleasantness for more than 3 days. So these are the things which actually create the pleasant situation and purification in the hearts of people. And if we have to maintain this purity, then if we have to get benefit from our prayers, then we have to benefit from this great prophet who came to purify us, then we should abstain from jealousy. We should we should make a promise that we are going to abstain from jealousy. And without that it is impossible. And there are some people who otherwise are quite good looking, but they have this jealousy for other people, and they are actually burning in that fire of jealousy, and also they are trying to inflict other people into it. And the time which they spend in thinking of various ways of having this jealousy and pursuing it, that how I can give any harm to other people. If the same time spent in a positive way in their prayers, then perhaps because of this good intention of excelling other people in goodness, Allah Almighty would purify them and also enable them to move forward in good deeds. And the other thing which about which I have been mentioning time and again, that we should abstain from falsehood, from telling lie. According to the instruction of Allah Almighty, this falsehood actually takes a person closer to shirk, setting up partners with Allah Almighty. So a person who wants to purify himself, it is absolutely essential that one should abstain from telling lies and falsehood. And there is another hadith in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that you should adopt truthfulness, because the truthfulness, the truth actually leads a person to goodness, and goodness takes a person to paradise. And the person who tries to always speak the truth, he becomes a siddiq, the most truthful person in the sight of Allah. And abstain from falsehood, because falsehood actually takes a person to vices, and vices take a person to hell. And then if a person becomes habitual, and then his name is given as Kazzab, the most liar. Hadrat, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has also mentioned that shouldn't I tell you the greatest of the sins? The companion said, yes, of course, please do tell us. He said that the setting up partners with Allah and disobedience to parents, and at that time he was reclined, he stood up, and then he said with great force that the third greatest sin is to tell a lie and to give a false witness. And he repeated this word so many times that we wish that he should now keep quiet and should not continue. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Hazur says that it does not become of a Muslim that one should be among those people who are going into hell as a result of disfollowing, ignoring the teaching brought by this great Prophet of Allah. May Allah enable us to purify our hearts, and purify our hearts in the true sense of the term. And the third point which I mentioned, which actually has created so many problems, people borrow the money whenever they are in need, but when it comes to repay that, the same loan, then they are always very reluctant. And when they are going to ask for such a loan, then in their sight, the person from whom they want to take the money, he is considered to be very pious. And when it comes to repay the loan, then they consider the same person as great unjust and unkind. And this should not be the way of the believers. And those people who attribute themselves to this great Prophet of Allah Almighty, it doesn't become of these people. It doesn't behove them. So they should be purifying their hearts. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one person came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he demanded the money which the Holy Prophet had to pay, and he was very rude in that. The companions, they became very offended, and they started scolding him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't say any word to him. The one who has to take the money, he has the right to say at least something. And then he said that give him the same animal which is due to him. And they said that the animal that we have is better than is due. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, yes, give him the better one. And the one who gives better while paying, that is, would be rewarded by Allah Almighty. So the one who has to pay the money, he should pay happily, But if the situation is such that he is unable to pay, so in that case, he should seek further relaxation and certain time limit, some more time to pay that money. And for the person who has to receive the money, it is also advisable for him that he should give some more extension of the time, so that there should be no problem and situation in society. And this is actually will be showing his good manners. And this sort of behavior on both sides is something which creates a goodness in society. May Allah enable us to follow the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah may make us among those people about whom he says kad, those people are successful who purify their hearts. May Allah
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر